This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The National Pork Producers Council introduced a new initiative in 2024 called the Young Pork Advocates for students aged 18 to 22. The program is intended to help young advocates for the pork industry learn more about the industry and in turn pass that knowledge along to consumers. We will hear more from the president of the National Pork Producers Council, Lori Stevermer, next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north field and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
President of the National Pork Producers Council, Lori Stevermer, says that it is important to prepare the next generation of pork advocates to become a voice for the industry.
It's an opportunity for individuals 18 to 22 years of age to have kind of a limited membership into NPPC and really understand what we do as an organization and also the pork industry, whether that's public policy, exports, you know, a chance to go to DC.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
Of critical importance in regard to achieving high yields is fertility soil sampling. According to BEX outstanding agronomist Lee Koenig, still even when the markets are suppressed.
We still need to figure out and keep a finger on the pulse of what's happening out in our fields with our pH, with our nutrient levels, and continue to get those evaluations on whatever schedule you're on, whether that's a four-year rotation, a two-year rotation, or anywhere in between. If you've got a field that you haven't soil sampled for a while, I would recommend doing it. The first thing we got to look at when we start looking at field results is pH. If we don't have our pH in line, it doesn't matter what we do with P and K. It's basically money out the door at that point in time, because that P and K might not be available depending on where our pH is sitting. So we've got to get our pH in line before we worry anything about P and K fertilizer applications.
He says the next focus is potash, with phosphorus coming in third. And you can find more at the Practical Farm Research Guide at BEXHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.